Good morning.
That was awful. I know it's 9. I know this is the first show of the day. Let's do it again.
Good morning.
Oh, wow. You listen. Okay, great. No, well, you know, I got to tell you, just getting in the shower and getting ready for this morning, you know, it's very humbling. I'm the American dream. I started off as a dog walker. You know, I graduated from college, George Mason University, with a 3.63, just saying. And I couldn't find a job. And so I was working at an elementary school in Alexandria, Virginia, Northern Virginia. And President Obama, he gets reelected in 2012. And I just thought to myself, this is my wake-up call. This is my wake-up moment. Because I helped re-elect President Obama because I wasn't knocking on doors. I wasn't registering voters. I wasn't getting out the vote. And so going into the Christmas of 2013, I spent all of Christmas break because we didn't have our students. And I was like, Scott, you're going to get a job in politics. And you are going to be a part of the red wave in 2014 because we had an opportunity to win governorships, to win Senate seats, etc. Now, I actually fit in with you guys because I have my cowboy boots here. In Nevada, my first job was helping to elect now Governor Greg Abbott in the great state of Texas. And I thank him, and I'm so glad that I helped to elect him, that isn't it just so asinine that here we are having him secure the border with buoys and razor wire, and the Supreme Court rules that they can cut through that razor wire. 2016, you know, it was coming, and Justice Scalia, he had passed away. The 2016 election was so consequential because we knew that the Supreme Court was hanging in the balance. And so I spent 2 years of my life with you guys, and together we defeated the Hillary Clinton, electing Donald J. Trump as the 45th president of the United States. Oh, that felt so good. And so my life changed forever in 2019. Do you guys remember when President Trump, he brought up the city of Baltimore, Maryland? Well, he used kind of some ungraceful words talking about the city. And I'm the guy that went into Baltimore with 200 volunteers. And we picked up 12 tons of trash in 12 hours in one single day. Well, first I went home and showered because I didn't want to scare people away afterwards. But I went home to my mom. I was so excited. I was like, Ma, I am so good at picking up trash. Her heart just swelled with admiration for her baby boy. But more importantly, I thought to myself, guys, this is why I'm a Republican. Because we know deep in our hearts that concerned citizens can come together and do good better than the government ever could. And so I thought, wait a second, I'm a big picture guy. If you're gonna dream, dream big, shoot for the stars. And I thought, why don't I do this everywhere, all across the country? And so we did. We went to Atlanta, Austin, Baltimore, Chicago, Denver, Duquesne, Detroit, Houston, Kenosha, Los Angeles, Miami, Milwaukee, Portland, Pittsburgh, Philly, Salem. I was protested for picking up trash. Do you guys know where I was protested? Not Portland, but you would think so. San Francisco, California. Now, we got a saying. Most of y'all probably know this. Do you guys know what bless your heart means? It's one of my favorite sayings. When I first moved to Texas, you see, I'm a good old Virginia boy born in Jacksonville, Florida. I didn't know what it meant. And so it was heating up in the month of May in Texas. I have all these new friends. I'm talking to them. And I'm like, guys, I'm sweltering. They'd all kind of cock their head, look at me and say, bless your heart. I called up my ma. I was so excited. I was like, Ma, I love Texas. Everyone's so nice. They're all blessing my heart. Come to find out, it's a real nice southern Midwestern way of saying, you're dumb as heck, but you're cute. And so I did everything. I spent 2016, good morning, Miss Patty Lyman, my RNC committee woman from the great state of Virginia. And I spent the last four years doing everything we could to reelect President Trump. 2020 was downright soul-crushing. I mean, it was so hard to come back even mentally from that experience. And I thought, okay, let's re-engage. Let's focus on voter registration. Let's focus on candidate recruitment. Let's get people to run for city council and school board and mayor and state rep and state senate and Congress. And let's pay back the House of Representatives in 2022, which we did. And in fact, I spent a lot of time on Long Island, and we registered 15,000 new Republican voters, and we flipped New York's 3rd and 4th congressional districts. Brooklyn, Nassau County. I mean, guys, if we can win there, we can win everywhere. And who are my Californians in here today? Okay, well, listen. I spoke with San Madero yesterday, and I spoke with Fresno, so there are some Californians here, just so you know. And we are welcoming of everyone. So after 2022 should have been a tsunami. It should have been a resounding red wave. Not a narrow majority in the House of Representatives, not electing John Fetterman to the United States Senate, although I will say, and I want to say this very lovingly, and I want to say this respectfully, as he heals, he's becoming more Republican. Have you guys noticed that? As he gets stronger and more vibrant, he becomes more Republican. I know the media is going to take that and be like, look at what Scott said, but it's true. And so I launched my organization, Early Vote Action, in January of 2023, because we saw what happened in November of 2022. And I'm not going to belabor the point, but we know what happened. What happened in Maricopa County, Arizona? 60% of the machines have errors, coincidentally, on what day? Election day. When do Republicans vote? I know that some of you guys aren't used to this. Well, maybe I know my Pennsylvanians, but not my Southern people. Did you know that in Washoe, who are my Washoe County people? That's right, baby, we're coming. Didn't it snow on election day in Washoe County and Reno? What in the world? On what day? Election day. Precipitation, it used to help us because the Democrats are not going to come out in rain and snow, but it actually hurt us in 2022 because in Nevada, like it or not, ballot harvesting is legal. So the Democrats, it didn't matter that it snowed on election day. They had already early voted. They had already voted by mail. They had already ballot harvested. And we had such a great candidate. We had Adam Laxalt running for the United States Senate. Did you know that he lost by 8,000 votes? Did you know that? Do you know how many Republicans, registered Republicans, stayed home on election day in 2022? Okay, babes. Listen, we start small. And then what we do is we build ourselves gradually. They're like 500,000. 150,000 registered Nevada Republicans stayed home on election day in 2022. That was winnable. Who are my Oregonians in the audience? My Oregon people. Okay, they left. Or, wait, where? There we go. Thank you. Yes, I met you yesterday. You're running for RNC committee woman. You're endorsed by Charlie Kirk. Can we just say, this memory is like really sharp. Can we just say? And I got like the lights blinding me too. But you guys had a great candidate. You had Christine Drazen, who was a Republican woman running for governor in your state. Now, she ended up losing by somewhere in the realm of 60,000 votes, right? It was very close. Do you know how many registered Oregonian Republicans did not vote on Election Day? 126,000. 126. Guys, we could right now have a Republican Senate. We could right now have a Republican governor in the state of Oregon on the left coast. We are our own worst problem. There are more Republicans in the entire state of California than any other state. It's up here. It's up here. We have to have the mentality that we can win, that we are empowering the voter. And I'm not saying that there is an election fraud. That's not what I'm saying. But it means that we need to overwhelm the polls, and we need to register voters and grow the electorate and fight for every single gosh darn vote. Have you guys heard of Governor Jeff Landry of Louisiana? We elected him this last November, flipping the governorship from blue to red in the great state of Louisiana. That's right. Did you know? So this is why, and I'm trying to make the case in part, I'm not saying that everybody should early vote, but I'm saying that there are some instances that people should consider it. Did you know that in the primary in October, their primary was held during a football game between LSU versus Auburn at Tiger Stadium? Now, I don't know about y'all, but football in Louisiana is as close to religion as it gets. So, is it possible that despite the fact that we won on Election Day, that some people may go to the football game and not vote? Yes, it's possible. So that's why we have to consider things like absentee voting, early in-person voting. And we won 51% of the vote despite 7 candidates being in that race and despite the football game. That was an overwhelming victory. So where do we go from here? Well, I'll tell you, oh my gosh, my life is so gosh darn busy. This next weekend, I'm going to be at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump will be speaking. And so there's going to be like thousands and thousands of people. Is that not a ripe opportunity to register voters when President Trump is coming? Now, I know it sounds silly, and some of you may be like, Scott, gun shows, everybody's going to be registered. No, that's not true. I was in Washington County, Pennsylvania. This woman opens up the door, and I say, you know, how do you feel about Trump? And she's like, I love Trump. I said, are you registered to vote? She wasn't. That's right, baby. See, he listens to me. At your current address. She wasn't. I said, and lovingly, I wasn't like demanding. I was like, you go inside, you go get your ID. I'm going to register to vote right here, right now. And we did. But it shows the importance of door knocking. It shows the importance of being targeted. And we have to be where our people are going to be. Home Depot, Bass Pro Shop, Cabela's, Gun Shows, the farmers markets. Let me give you some statistics that are going to kind of hype you up. I'm a Pennsylvania boy by heart. And so let's go over the numbers for a second. Joe Biden won Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. Did you know that there are 80,000 Amish in Pennsylvania? Did you know that? They get married on Tuesdays in November. Did you know that? So wouldn't it behoove us to get the Amish to either vote early or vote by mail so we can lock every single gosh darn vote so they can go make babies and procreate? Speaking of, I want every conservative family to have 10 children. I'm not joking. That is a homework assignment. You guys better get busy. We are going to outbreed the Democrats. I want an army. Adoption is an option. I love that. I love that. But 10. And if you go, I was in Pennsylvania, and I want to give a shout out to Nicole and Jamie Freed of Berks County, Pennsylvania. this mom and dad, they came to my event, and I did my speech, kind of like I'm doing with you now, and the dad came up to me after, and he was so proud. He showed me a beautiful picture of his family, and he goes, "Scott, I got 15 kids." I looked at him straight in the eye. I said, "Dad, can you give me one more?" But in all seriousness, you know, we have 9 months to save our country, and I don't say that lightly. I don't say that as a hyperbole. This is truly it. You know, my dad is a retired Navy captain. His dad was a Navy captain. And I know that I haven't served in the military, but I feel like we are serving in a very different capacity. This is what the founders envisioned: statesmen, stateswomen, to come together to try to preserve the freedoms that they enshrined upon us. And you know, I want to give a shout out. We lost someone yesterday. Her name is Lisa Blankenship of Phoenix, Arizona. And I had just spent the last week with her and Marissa Hamilton, and we did a 12-stop tour in 5 days, and I was just with her the day before. And I honor you. I honor you, Lisa. And and we're going to honor you with our work and our words and our hands, and we're going to come together as a family. You know, I know that we haven't always been grateful for the leadership of the party, but I will say, let's put everything aside. Let's come together as a family. Let's coalesce whoever our nominee is. And let's make sure that at the end of the day, we together are going to work to defeat Joe Biden and elect a completely Republican government this November. And again, I want to thank all of you. I would not be here if it weren't for Charlie and Turning Point USA and Tyler Boyer and Turning Point Action. Can we give them a round of applause for putting on this event? And I want to thank all of you, all of our county. How many county chairs do we have here in presence today? Thank you to our county chairs, the unpaid, tireless workers. Thank all of you. We love our... Say it again. No, honestly, this is fun. I'm having the time. We're in Vegas, baby. We are in Vegas. Some of us are looking a little bit more haggard than we should this morning, and me included. But no, I honor each of you, and thank you very much for having me, and let's do everything we can over these next 9 months to save the country that we love. Thank you guys for having me.